This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 8 people were killed and more than 2,800 injured after pagers apparently detonated across the country. The killed and injured include members of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, the group told Reuters. Correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Security camera footage of a market in Beirut captures this moment on Tuesday. Something explodes, seemingly from inside one person's pocket or bag. And the man falls to the floor, crying in pain. Fighters and medics from the militant Islamist group Hezbollah. The pagers they used to communicate exploded. The pagers began to detonate around 3:45 p.m. local time, and explosions continued for an hour. A Hezbollah official said the detonation of the pagers was, quote, the biggest security breach the group had been subjected to in nearly a year of war with Israel.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The European Union's top diplomat warned on Tuesday every day that passes without a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war risks the lives of the hostages held by the militants and the lives of those in the Gaza Strip. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell spoke in Dubai just after news broke across Lebanon. Borrell acknowledged it could escalate the already boiling tensions in the region. Portugal is fighting dozens of forest blazes ravaging the country. 3 Portuguese firefighters died on Tuesday on its mainland, and it has mobilized around 5,300 firefighters, as well as calling for help from the European Union. A national meteorologist said Portugal faced one of its worst days ever on Monday regarding weather conditions. This is VOA.